So I want you to listen carefully today, as I always tell you, when I teach God's word, I want you to see if I'm teaching the truth or a lie. You know, is this foreign to what you heard or whatever? Now, of course, you know, we have seen in Norway, the first time we were over there, we've been over there four times to teach God's word. The first time we were over there, in 3 days, we created such an uprising among the people. They thought I was literally crazy. The people called in and said, this guy is plumb out there in left field. He's saying that sin is what causes us to be sick, and that if we will repent, we'll get healed. He's crazy. And then the third night, people started repenting, and I started praying for people, and people started calling in by the droves. They got healed. Now all of a sudden, I ain't so crazy anymore. I think, wow, God, you're awesome. I love serving the King of the universe. He is a mighty God. So we had to stay over a second week to teach God's word. And in those 2 weeks, we saw God do thousands of healings. I mean, who knows how many? It was 125,000 people a night watching us on television. So I have no idea how many people God touched. But, you know, it makes no difference whether I'm talking to one or a thousand. I do this one-on-one with people, and I want people to hear and receive the promises of God. Because God clearly said in His word, I sent forth my word and healed you. Now then, is that true or false? Let's look at that in Psalm 107 and verse 20. Psalm 107 verse 20. I want you to see this, and I want to see if this is really. Look at this on the this is NLT. He spoke and they were healed, snatched from the door of death. Now let's look at it in the King James. In the King James, it says He sent His word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. So what is it that heals us and delivers us from destruction? Oh, it wasn't that bottle of medicine you took? It was words? I mean, see, this is another thing this guy in Norway was so upset about. This guy says we shouldn't go to doctors. We ought to just go to God for healing. He's got to be crazy. Well, okay, I may be, but what I'm teaching you is what God says. And so, you know, if God said it, I believe it. So what did He send and heal us? A bottle of medicine? He sent His word. His word, healing is in His word. And being saved from destruction is in His word. Now then, in other words, I went down to Cheryl and I and Dave, we flew down to Shreveport last Friday and Saturday. And I will have to say that I've gotten a few reports from that too. There's a lot of young people there, and when I teach the young people, you know, that you have to be sexually clean and pure. If you're a Christian, there's to be absolutely zero sex before you get married. I mean, I had one woman write me a letter, and she said, by the time I got out of there, I felt like I had been spiritually raped listening to you talk about we need to be spiritually clean. Well, if she felt like she's been spiritually raped, you know, maybe she's been involved in sexual immorality. I don't know. But all I'm saying is God said in His word, no sex before marriage. Has anybody read that besides me? Oh, some of us have read that. Now then, if God says no sex before marriage, and God said, I personally judge all acts of sex outside of wedlock, then who do you think is going to judge you? God is. Sure He is. And of course, when He judges you, He'll make you sick and afflict you. Now then, let's go to Proverbs 23:7, and I want to show you something here. Now this is in the King James, this is such a powerful statement, almost nobody believes this. Now I want you to go and see what I'm going to show you in Proverbs 23:7. When we get to Proverbs 23:7 in the King James, he says here, for as he thinks in his heart, so is he. Now wait a minute. In other words, as you think or as you believe in your heart, that's what you have. You know, so I remember when I learned from God's word 25 years ago that I was healed. And this wonderful word up here, that little word under the cross up there says sozo, S-O-Z-O. That word sozo means saved, healed, made whole, delivered, and preserved. That's what that word means. So when I got a hold of that word And I know that it was by divine appointment. I had a new computer. I just got into computers. Desktop computers had just come out in about 1980, 81 or 2, whatever it was. And, of course, I had one. I went out and bought one. They were very expensive back in those days. You could buy a 4 megahertz green screen machine with a 10 megahertz hard drive in it for $6,000 then. Somebody says, $6,000 for a 4 megahertz? Man, I can type faster than that, and I don't type. That's right, I could too. But that's what it cost if you wanted one, and I wanted one, and so I went out and bought me one. I wanted a computer. So I bought me a computer, and I bought a piece of software, the Bible, and put it on there, and it would do awesome things. And one night I was reading in Romans 10, 8 and 9, where it says, but what does it say? The word is near you. It is in your heart and in your mouth, that if you will confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord, and you'll believe in your heart the Father raised him from the dead, you will be saved. That's the way everybody gets saved. If you have not done that by faith, you're not saved. Now, a lot of people say, well, yeah, I went to church, and I do believe Jesus is my Savior. Well, Jesus is the Savior of the whole world. But is he your Lord? If he's your Lord, then you're doing what he says. You're not lying, stealing, cheating, and doing all the things. If you are a child of God and you obey him, then you're not disobeying him if you really are a child of God. So anyway, when I pulled that up that night and I saw the word saved, I had a divine appointment with God because I reached over and highlighted the word saved. When I highlighted the word saved, it pulled in the Greek text this word sozo, S-O-Z-O. Then the Greek dictionary pulled in down at the bottom of the screen the definitions in English of the word sozo in Greek. It said the word sozo means saved, healed, made whole, delivered, and preserved. See, I had only known it meant saved. In fact, I didn't even know what the word sozo, I'd never heard of the word sozo. That was a brand new thing to me 25 years ago. So when I saw that that word was sozo and it meant all of those things, I thought, no, wait a minute. That means if I change the word sozo, actually the word sozo is the same, but I put another one of these five words, instead of saying saved, I put healed. Now then, if I can put the word healed in there, then the word sozo, it would read like this. But what does it say? The word is near me, it is in my mouth and in my heart, that if I confess Jesus as my Lord and believe in my heart that the Father raised him from the dead, I will be healed. Now then, if I can say that and believe that, but you know, here's what happened to me. I received Jesus as my personal healer that night. The next morning when I walked into my place of business, I walked in with both hands up screaming, hey guys! Gals, y'all are looking at a man that received Jesus Christ as his personal healer last night, and I ain't never going to be sick again in the name of Jesus. And they all laughed at me. Oh, Thurman, you're crazy. You've always been a religious fanatic, but now then, you've gone off the deep end. I mean, you know everybody's going to be sick. Now, what did Proverbs 23:7 says? Or as a man what? As a man thinketh, so is he. So if I think I'm going to be sick, what's going to happen? I'm going to be sick. Periodically, I'm going to be sick. Now then, if I think or believe, same thing, if I think or believe in my heart that I am delivered and I'm healed, then what's going to happen? That's just like somebody says, well, you know, are you saved? Well, I hope so. Maybe. I mean, did you ever confess Jesus as your Savior? Oh, yeah, yeah. I went down in a church I was in, and I went down to the front when the pastor gave the invitation, and I received Jesus as my Savior. How old were you? 10, 12, 15, 20, whatever. Well, do you believe you're really saved? I sure do hope so. Do you believe you're going to heaven? Well, nobody knows that till you die. Hey, I got news for you. You are not saved, and you ain't going to heaven when you die. He says you got to do that by faith. You can't just voice it. You got to voice it and believe it here. And when it gets from here to here in your heart, Then when you say, I am saved, somebody says, do you really believe you're saved? Guarantee I'm saved. How come you know you're saved? It's written in the book. If it's written in the book, I'm saved, right, girl? Right? If it's written in the book, praise God, you can do anything you want to, you can tell me anything you want to, but I am a born-again, spirit-filled Christian, and when I die, I know where I'm going. I'm going to heaven. And I'm going to walk with the Lord here on this earth. I'm going to walk in obedience to His Word. And not only am I saved, but I'm also healed. I'm also delivered. I'm also preserved. That's why I can do everything I can do at nearly 72 years of age. That's why I can do what I could do when I was 40 years old. You know, I got really reprimanded by Eldon yesterday. One of the elders in our church, he called me yesterday afternoon and says, what are you doing? And I said, well, I've been down here putting metal on top of this hangar. I'm adding on to my hangar down there so I can put a airplane in the side over there. He said, who's helping you? I said, nobody, just me and God. He said, Thurman. He said, you're supposed to be the boss around there. You're supposed to delegate things. You're supposed to stand back and watch people do things. I said, well, that's not the way I do things. I work. I work. And so I put about two-thirds of the roof on, you know, but I will have to say, you know, that last night then I come worked on Cheryl's car for a couple of hours, and then I studied the Word until about 11:30 or 10:30, 11, whatever it was. And then I decided that for a 72-year-old man, I had enough for today. It's time for me to take a shower and go to bed. You know, I got up at 10 minutes till 7 yesterday morning, and Cheryl and I did, and we drove to Decatur and watched my grandson play a football game at 8 o'clock till 9:30, so we were up early. And so if you get up at 6:30 or 7 and don't go to bed till 11 or 12 o'clock at night, I mean, that's a pretty good day for a teenager, you know, much less an older guy, you know. See, praise God. But I think in my heart that I'm saved. I think in my heart, my confession with my mouth, I'm healed. People said, well, you know, I've said for 6 months I'm healed and I ain't getting no better. Okay, then you haven't gotten rid of the sin that made you sick in the first place. Now, whenever you get rid of the sin, then when your confession lines up, that's just like somebody says, I look at somebody and they say, I say, you saved? Yeah, I'm saved. I said, what makes you think you're saved? Well, I mean, you know, I went down and accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior. I said, you go to church? No, don't go to church. I mean, I know you're lying to your neighbor the other day. Oh, yeah, a little lie. That's okay. No, God says lie. He said liars. He said, you can't be my son and be a liar.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety titled, As He Thinks in His Heart, So Is He, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.